An average of 111 million people watched last year's Super Bowl. Who was not one of them? Fletcher Cox. The All-Pro defensive tackle claims that he's never seen the championship game. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with how that's going to change in 11 days.
I know the guys are ready, and I know for a fact that this team, we'll make it about us. You know, it's not about the Patriots. It's about us, and, you know, that's the way it's been, you know, around here because, you know, this team's been through so much. And the things that we've pushed through, you know, besides, you know, injuries and all that stuff, right, that's brought this team closer. And, you know, guys made their mind up that we're going to make it about us.
Eagles fans in their wildest dreams could never have imagined that this year's team would be in the Super Bowl led by none other than Nick Foles at quarterback. Foles understands the magnitude of this game, but is focused on staying in the moment.
I think the big thing is you really, and I've said it before, just staying in the moment. And in the moment is right now. And then when I leave here, I have my next task of the day and just staying right there. Because the second you start looking at everything that's going to happen the next 2 weeks, it gets pretty big. And it can be overwhelming to anyone. So for me, it's just whatever my task is in the moment, I want to do it to the best of my ability. And that really just simplifies everything.
Malcolm Jenkins is one of the few Eagles who has already hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, and the Pro Bowl safety says that this team is unlike any that he's ever been a part of.
As everybody is by nature just, you know, enjoys being around here, enjoys each other, has a good time, and nobody's asking them to change that. We understand that this season in the NFL is a grind, and we put a lot of work in here, a lot of hours. So when we get an opportunity to play or spend time with each other outside of this building, we're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy our time together. Because the fact of the matter is, at the end of this season, this team will never be the same. No team in the NFL will be the same. And there's always turnover. There's always new guys coming in and out. So in this finite moment that we have, we're going to enjoy it.
Zach Ertz had a monster game in the NFC Championship with 8 catches for 93 yards. The Pro Bowl tight end has proven that he's one of the best in the league, but even he marvels at what Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has accomplished in his career.
Yeah, I mean, that guy has been doing it for a long time. I think his second year in the league, he set the record for touchdowns from the tight end position and yards. I think it's at 1327. So he set pretty much every tight end record out there. The guy is a physical specimen. He's a freak. He's able to use his body. He obviously has a very good quarterback throwing him the ball, but he would still be producing those numbers with or without Tom Brady. I've definitely learned a lot from him. He's a beast after the catch. He's able to use his body whenever he wants to get open. Even when he's not open, he's open with the frame that he has and the ball skills that he has. So he's definitely someone that's been the preeminent tight end in this league for a long time, and he's a unbelievable player.
Head coach Doug Peterson meets the media at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, and we'll carry that live on all of our channels. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.